The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. We are back from Florida, Boca Raton, bringing you another victory. First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, victory on behalf of the students across this country. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. You know the routine. If you would like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you would, if you do. Sons of Liberty Radio, if you'd like to be my friend, you can. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And friends, the lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. The question I have for you, my friends, is what would you do if I told you you could actually win the day? Aren't you sick and tired of being inundated, with defeatism 24/7? You know, what's interesting is you never hear through the state-run media, friends, the victories. And if you do, the left, as you call them, the socialist communists, the criminals for what they are, they try to distort the victory if they can. But what happens if it comes from the right, as you call it? Let's go ahead and debate it. It's as if to say, I got to have on my panel here, I got a guy that obeys the law, and then I'm going to have the left, as you call them, friends. The criminal, I want to get their opinion, too. This is what Fox does 24/7. That's exactly what happened yesterday. We took a victory to the American people, to the high school students across this country, to let them know that it can be done, that you have rights, that you have the law on your side. And everybody and their dog blogged it or posted it on their outlets that I was ousted from one of the high schools. They got the information quite messed up, might I add. But that's what happens when you don't ask me for actual information. But now that we brought the victory home, we're trying to figure out where the bloggers are, friends, because they're not talking about the victory that we just brought home. We're looking at the Christian outlets that were more than happy to let everybody know that we got ousted from another high school, of course, because they don't want to be uncovered for what they leave undone. It's as if you go back to the book of Numbers 13 and 14 where Joshua and Caleb went out. They searched out the land. They brought forth the good fruit to the children of Israel, God's chosen people. And they wanted to pick up stones and kill Caleb and Joshua because it could be done. So I'm asking Jake, the other guy, Jake, so who's responding right now with the victory that we just had? And there was those that did, friends. I don't want to make it sound as a negative. I'm just really let down when they can take the time and let the people know that they were attacked again, but they won't bring back the victory call.
Yep. This should be
the victory proclamation.
This should be the rally call of all people looking for victory so that they can get them immediately. Not, well, you know, we're going to talk about the sequester, or we're going to talk about, you know, the
no, they would rather, people, friends, tell me I'm lying. You would rather hear the bad news 24-7 because then you only excuse yourselves or attempt to justify yourselves before a God that you're going to answer to for what you left undone. Call it for what it is. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, aren't you sick and tired of being inundated with defeatism? Aren't you tired of the bad report? Aren't you tired of the injustices that are taking place in your country on a 24-7 basis? Aren't you tired of the less than 1.7% of the population smacking the rest of the percentage, the percentile of the population of this country? Aren't you tired of being smacked down and belittled and mocked and laughed at and accused of every crime under the sun that they advocate? Aren't you sick and tired of totalitarianism, friends? So are we. I'm asking you the question. The phone number is 1-877-807-9977. How do you feel when you hear the report? The good report. The victory. Justice is the guardian of liberty. How do you feel when the resolve is actually brought forth so you can know who you are, one nation under God? So you can have something called peace, established in righteousness, not outside of righteousness. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. When we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Fox News piece, which is about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Keep in mind, this is the victory that we had in Boca Raton, Spanish River High School, that everybody was so happy to go out there and tell, well, Bradley Dean got ousted again, but they didn't tell you the victory. And again, it wasn't all of them, but I'm just highlighting, friends, what the socialist communist is not willing to tell you, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But yet again, when you look at your enemies, the ACLU and the such, they tell you of the victory. They tell you of your loss of freedom, and they're more happy to do it.
They love encouraging.
But what happens when you win your freedoms and you win your rights? Because remember, it's easy to fight for that which you love. When we come back, I'm going to play a piece that Fox News played. It's about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Ben Ferguson actually picked it up. I don't know the reporter's name. I'm happy they did it, but I want you to keep in mind, friends, they're asking the opinion of those that obey the law and those that don't obey the law. And yet, friends, you are settling for those that don't obey the laws of our republic to win the day? 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles. And we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Now, as promised, friends, we got a Boca Raton. Actually, 3 weeks ago, we called it Showdown in Florida. And we noticed the bloggers immediately in the Professed Church of America immediately put it out there that Bradley Dean kicked out of a public school again. But they didn't tell you, just like last March, we went in and we won the day. They didn't tell you
little town called
just this week, last Thursday, Friday, I'm sorry, I came in. We did Boca Raton, Florida. We did the high school assembly, friends. We didn't see the bloggers take the time to tell you that, friends. We didn't see the conservatives of the day take the time to give you the good news. We didn't see the professed church of the day highlight the fact that they won another victory for the American people that they are responsible for in the sight of God. But they told you the bad news, because the good news, friends, you need to understand, they don't like good news. Because when the good news comes about, they have to stifle it because they don't want to show you that it can actually be done. And let me tell you why, because they're not willing to fight to give you the freedoms that God gave you. That's why. They're envious. They're jealous. They're competitive. Because they want to stay in the safe zone. To them, guys like me are surreal, friends, when in fact it may look surreal, but when you're inside of the ring and you're actually in the battle, it's very real. But let me tell you something. So is my father. King David said, by my God, I can go through a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. It's God that subdueth the unrighteous from before me. That's foreign to the professed church. But I thought it was ironic and actually a little humorous that Fox News called us up right after the victory in Boca Raton, Florida. I went online today. I'm sitting here thinking, where are my friends, my blogger friends? Well, if they're not being sued, I can understand why they're inundated for a couple minutes. But I'm trying to figure out where all these leftists are today. The communists, the criminals, because that's what they are. The anti-constitutionalists, where are they at today? Well, they're in the church. That's where they're at. The greatest advocate of crime in America is the professed church, because they are now committing it from the pulpits through their silence.
That's right.
But here we are, friends. We brought another victory home. Rah, rah. Hooray. The people that should care are sitting back saying, ah, who cares? That's not good news. No, we got to keep showing the people the bad news. We got to instill fear so we can make money off of their fears. And you undo yourself, America, when you tolerate this garbage. God is who he says he is. And God is willing and always has been willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. And if you're not willing to fight for it, I can understand why you don't like guys like me and Jake.
And why would you ever want to talk about it? Because then that would put you in the position where I have to fight now. And that would also put you in the position. You know, the only bad thing that would happen is if you had to fight right now is you'd get some more victories. Because you'd actually stand for the principles that you say that you stand for.
You mean you'd actually exemplify and exhibit love to the next generation that they're willing to fight for them?
You mean the gospel would actually happen?
Really, the good news, yeah. Yes. Good news.
Good news.
Comes to those that know the cross and bear the cross. But the cross, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Yeah. You don't understand the cross. The power of God unto salvation is through the cross. Mm-hmm. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection through the cross, not around the cross. You want the crown, but you don't want the cross? Shame upon you. This is Fox News that just did a piece on the Boca Raton victory. Now, again, friends, keep in mind, they're actually talking to Ben Ferguson, who is a law abider, and he's asking an un-American anti-constitutionalist her opinion as if to say her opinion really matters. God didn't give rights to those that break the law. He gave rights to those that fulfill the law. So let's go ahead and play this piece. This is Fox yesterday. At what time? 12:30? In the afternoon. Folks, we just posted it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it's also on Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. You can check the piece out. Go ahead and play that piece, Carrie.
Guest speaker kicked off a high school campus. The school says the club didn't get proper permission for the event, but there's a whole lot more to this story. Radio show hosts Ben Ferguson and Leslie Marshall join us now for a fair and balanced debate. Welcome to you both.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Ben, the school says this speaker was not properly vetted, and they have a right to censor what their kids on campus are hearing. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I love how this principal says, well, they didn't fill out the proper paperwork, so that's the real reason why we canceled. However, I'm not sure I would have let a guy come that I didn't know who he was if he is going to say things that may be offensive towards some of those or students. Well, what about any other speaker? I mean, almost every speaker that you can get is going to offend somebody in your school, some part of your student body. And so I find it suspicious that he's saying, well, I didn't even know who this guy was. However, what he believes in, I'm not sure I would have allowed anyway, which to me is, if I was a student there, I'd be going, whoa, 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 time out a second. We brought in a speaker. He's been all over the country. You don't believe in what he believes in, obviously, and now you're just going to try to censor him and not allow our event to take forward. And you know what? Sometimes kids forget to fill out all the paperwork. It doesn't mean that their whole event should be canceled.
Leslie, let me ask you about this, because apparently the event was already underway. From the telling of the story that I've seen in the legal filing here, a legal letter from one of the attorneys that's now involved saying the event had already started. It was halfway through that the school officials showed up and said, he's got to stop. He's got to get off campus right now. They also admit, though, that the previous speakers that had come in from this club had not been vetted. So does it ring true to you when they say, well, we're kicking this guy out because he wasn't vetted?
Well, actually, I think they were concerned because perhaps they got caught when not following school district policy. This is not just the policy of this one school. And we have to remember also, what type of a school is this? This is a high school. I'm a parent. We're talking about 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Hang on a second. I'm a parent. We're talking about kids 13, 14, 15 years old that are being inundated to the NEA, Homosexual Caucus and Drag Queen Caucus, aiming for little kids. Kevin Jennings, the former safe school czar for Obama handpicked, wrote a book, forward to a book called Queerifying the Elementary.
Let's talk about
that. That's right. Let's talk about that. No, friends, see what this is about? This is about the homosexualists attacking me again because they don't want you to have the information that I just gave you. That they have a model called Sex Before 8, Before It's Too Late, the icon Harry Hay of Kevin Jennings. See, they don't want you knowing the crimes that are being committed against your children. If I was to go into a public school and talk to a kid, rather than give them a book indoctrinating them to the homosexual lifestyle, if I said what was in that book, they'd arrest me. I'd be thrown in jail. But they're doing it through books now, friends. See, they don't want you to know that. See, this isn't about me attacking anybody. It's not me attacking anybody, friends. It's me protecting those that are under attack. You understand? It's not about me attacking anybody. It's about me protecting them that are under attack, namely our kids. Now, you have a lady that doesn't abide by the laws of our republic or the laws of our land, and Fox is asking her to weigh in like her opinion really matters. So go ahead, finish playing that, please.
Ben, anybody can come in and speak. Should we have Man Love Boy organizations or the KKK or anti-Semitic organizations?
Stop again. Interesting that she would say the KKK because the homosexuals are using Southern Poverty Law Center, a joke that they are, and as a criminal as they are in what they actually advocate, zeroing in on anybody that doesn't agree with their communist ideology, and that's verbatim the truth, friends. It's funny she would say the KKK because Southern Poverty Law Center, the homosexuals that they're using now, actually defended the KKK, friends. So, see, just give them enough rope, friends, and just go ahead and let them keep digging the hole, because if you pay attention to what the facts are, they cover themselves in the dirt that they dug out of the hole that they themselves fall into, and it falls back at their head at end's length. Go ahead.
I think that part of what our tax dollars
pay
for with
education, this guy with a KKK.
Ben, what I'm saying is, as you said, any group can be offensive, but there are policies in place in our school districts that have to be followed. And you know what, Ben? I don't think that you would be singing the same song had this been a pro-gay message and these people.
Oh, wait. What did that have to do with anything?
I didn't hear anything about gay.
I didn't either. What? They tell on themselves, friends.
I think maybe
without
she's...
fail.
I think maybe there's an agenda behind
there
her.
There is.
Maybe.
It is what they accuse you of, friends, is what they are guilty. Well, Bradley wasn't properly vetted.
Okay.
Then a homosexual steps up and says, Bradley, children, everything that this man is going to say to you is it's misinformation.
That's right.
Wait a second. I thought you said you didn't vet me. No, friend, you don't know how to tell the truth is what That's it comes right. down to.
Yep.
Go ahead. Play it out.
It's off in the middle of being there and had been there prior.
Ben, where do you draw the line?
Leslie, pro-gay messages make it all the time. I don't want to censor free speech, but it's obvious that this was more than just censoring free speech.
Sure it was. Pro-gay messages always make it into the public schools, but pro-family messages just can't be in our public schools, say the 1.7%. Stand up, America, and win the day, would you? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, coming right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You know what's interesting, friends? How many news stories actually fly and enrage the people? And the American people need to realize that there's always misinformation. Because they're making news, friends, with a story that made news.
That's right.
What is it that Mark Twain said? Those that don't read the newspapers are uninformed, and those that do read the newspapers are misinformed. Exactly. But let me tell you this, too. William Bryan Cullen was right when he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And friends, right now in the Sons of Liberty, it is rising again because it's interesting. Fox News did a piece on our victory in Boca Raton, Florida. But I wasn't asked any questions. Jake was called. We were in Arizona. Actually, we were doing a meeting there as well, friends. And when we were in Arizona, Jake said, well, would you like to have Bradley on there to answer for himself? Well, of course not. It's not going to be as much fun that way then because we couldn't bring in the lawless one. We got to get her opinion, too. As if to say there's two constitutions, friends. There's only one. Well, I want their version of the truth. Their version of the truth. Their created image. Mm-hmm. A false god that they call the truth that looks just like them and acts just like them. Lawless though they be. Let's go back to this Fox News piece and let's listen to the rest of this.
Censoring free speech. This was a deliberate attack by the people at this school to come in the middle of a organized and a very sensible conversation they were having on campus. It was not mandatory for anyone to attend as well. It wasn't the KKK rally either for them to come in the middle and flex their muscles and shut it down. And I would say this, in a public school, if you have these venues and you have students that have these organizations, you don't go in the middle and shut them down just because as a principal, you don't like the message that possibly the speaker could be having. That is what these kids need to learn about is diversity. They need to learn diversity. Mm-hmm. They need to learn there's opposite viewpoints out there, and he didn't like this viewpoint as the principal of the school.
Leslie?
Ben, I love you, and Ben. I know that you're speaking as somebody who just thinks you, they're great at parenting, but you don't have a kid yet. So when you do, we'll talk. And I have to tell you, one of the things that we as parents...
I was a student once.
Ben, many of us feel, myself included, that that diversity is really more
She looked like she would knock the chocolate out of Ben if she had the chance.
And quite frankly, when you have a school district that has rules, regulations, and guidelines... Every group, regardless of their message, needs to be to follow the rules, A, and B, parents need to have the opportunity, as in this case in the high school in the past, where parents are sent letters where they can accept or decline that speaker or have their child waive from being a part of that lecture.
Ben and Leslie, we got to leave it there. And just to make a note, the school did announce this several times in advance. After the person got kicked out, there was a letter that went back to the school demanding that they be allowed back in. He was allowed to eventually speak, so hopefully... Everybody's happy.
Yes, everybody is happy. Thank you for giving that bit of truth there, my friends.
Important information.
Well, what's also interesting is, folks, is I wasn't halfway through my program. I don't know where they derived that information from. I was asked in a very nice manner. It was very cordial, the way that they treated me. But we can't do this until we properly vet you. Well, we got the rest of it on film.
Yeah.
Okay. I was accused of going into the principal's office and being rude and disruptive when in fact I didn't even know who the principal was or where the office was. But see, friends, this is what they do. They have to create their stories and keep building it up to enrage the people. But the person that you're accusing oftentimes, friends, doesn't even know what he's being accused of. And rest assured, 9 times out of 10, he probably has no idea of what they're talking about, just like I didn't. But what they also didn't tell you is I went across the grass and the students did follow me over and I did do a presentation. So I didn't get to do just one presentation. I did two presentations. And I also want to let you know, friends, when we were in Boca Raton last week, the classroom was filled. And also the teacher that asked me to leave the very first time, the principal made him actually go in there and listen to my whole message. And he was the first one, my friends, to come up and tell me thank you for my message. He was the first one, friends, to tell me thank you for coming and listening to my message. There was 3 teachers in there. They all thanked me.
That's victory.
You didn't hear about that, did you, friends?
Nope. When you stand, you're guaranteed that. And once you get that, it's the other side. It's our job.
And they also made national news out of their little blunder, might I say.
That's true.
And I thought it was a fair report, but I just don't understand why Fox loves to bring on the Democrat and the Republican again. As I've shared this story so many times, friends, we have one constitution. We don't have two. We're all ruled by the same law. Therefore, we should all have the same opinions because we're all rooted in the same principles. And therein lies the problem right there. What this person over here doesn't abide by the laws of the land, and this one does. So why are you asking Fox News? Why are you asking for the socialist communist opinion when it's not according to the rule of law? And they love to talk about policy, don't they? Friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Get it straight. Let me say it this way. If you don't want to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, then listen to God's 10 commandments. It's that simple. It really is.
Well said, and our founders understood it because they established God's 10 commandments through government. You know, Ben.
So wait a second, though, Jake. So what the homosexuals did... So this particular homosexual attacked me for misinformation. He made national news out of it twice.
Yep.
And on top of that, he gives us another victory. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. So it comes through bearing the cross to win the victory. Had this trouble not come, we wouldn't have the victory in which God gave us.
That's right.
Because we have the law on our side. Another point. It's not about me, listen carefully, friends, or those that abide by the laws of the Republic. It's not about you attacking anybody when you're on the side of the law. It's about those that you're protecting from them that are doing the attacking. You need to put that in perspective. And when you begin to understand what the law says, then you can point the finger back and say, you're the one that's breaking the law. You go ahead and shout and shoot. Call me whatever name under the sun that you want to call me. You're the one breaking the law. And in this case, again and again and again and again, they were found out.
Yep, and just to identify a couple points about this, that was Shannon Bream. She was with America's News HQ. When she had called and did the story, I thought she did a very fair job. Again, Bradley, to your point, why in the world do they have Leslie Marshall on, who doesn't know her head from the hole in the ground when it comes to constitutional rights in this country, willing to deny them? But Ben Ferguson, just to identify the youth aspect of this, Ben Ferguson, I think, is 31 years old.
He's a young guy.
Just a young guy. And what was he? He was fired up. She accused him of Ben, I know you think you do a good job parenting, but you don't have any kids. He said, I was a student.
That's
Why
right.
do they not care about the students and how right. they're being taught?
That's right.
Ben actually just, he Facebooked this four times. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, folks. All the videos are on there. The Fox News report, WorldNet Daily.
It's about 16,000 Facebook watches. I'm sorry, YouTube watches, if you'd like to check it out. Good response. And we just want to tell those that opposed us once again, thank you very much.
Thanks
we
for blowing in the wind.
Thank you, you very much.
Yes. You keep doing it. Ben actually commented with this. Good morning, everybody. This was the morning, yesterday morning. He said, be sure to tune into Fox News at 11:30 CST. I am talking about a high school that kicked out conservative speaker. It's insane story. He understands. He gets it. He sees it. And you know what? He's willing to throw his bat or his club or his whatever, his weapon in the ring and say, let's go. Let's do this. Yeah. This is my generation we're talking about. And my generation is not going to tolerate this kind of garbage
this
anymore.
Is, and I'll tell you why I probably was not invited into this conversation with Fox is because I was the one that had the facts. See, they don't want facts, friends, because when you have facts, facts are stubborn things. There's nothing to debate.
Mm-mm. There's not.
You see, because I have the answer. If you don't have the answer, then let's get everybody's opinion.
Right.
And then when we get everybody's opinion, we can throw the cesspool and call it America. Shame on you.
Yep.
That's not what the veterans fought, bled, and died for, friends. Shame upon you.
And folks, stay tuned in this week because it's not over. There'll still be more Fox appearances, Ben Ferguson appearances, etc. That may be happening. So stay tuned to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Well, this will go all over
Facebook.
The country this week.
Continues to go. WND just did a great article on this. There's a handful of other outlets that have been picking up, so stay tuned in it.
Yeah. Well, actually, we actually posted that as well, friends.
Yep.
Folks, now what I have here, I have a caller, and I picked him out because I seen what Heather wrote about him. And his name is Travis, and he's calling in from Tennessee. Just hang on a second. Don't put him on the air yet. And what I'm going to do is when we come back from this break, I'm going to let Travis highlight something called Athens, which took place in, it's called the War of Athens, and it took place in 1946 in Tennessee. And what we're talking about here, friends, is we're talking about victory. We're talking about victories. And if we don't understand that we have to fight for our liberties, this story that Travis is going to bring in is going to highlight the fact and exemplify as to what we've been talking about over the last 45 minutes on this radio program. I'm going to let him tell the story when we come back. And, again, it's on the War of Athens in 1946 in Tennessee. When the lawless didn't want to be ruled by the law, the people in Tennessee stood up. And rest assured, you probably didn't hear about this. And, again, you probably didn't hear about this because the media, Hollywood, and the state-run press and corrupt government doesn't want you to hear how you reclaim your victories.
You know, it's so parallel to Martin Luther King Jr., who said this in his letter from a Birmingham jail. The media ignored him.
In
People
jail.
Ignored him for what he was doing with the boycott.
Well, all the cameras were there, church. Listen carefully.
We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. That's how you win your liberty. You demand it, and you walk in it, and you don't accept anything else but that.
Yeah, well, he lost his life in the process of that.
Yes, he did.
Christ lost his life in the process of bringing salvation to the souls of men and women. Why? Because there's those that want to reject it, and there's those that want to receive it. Now, let me give you a shocker here, friends. The majority want it.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know how to get to it.
Yep.
I can tell you how to get to it. Read your Bible. Yep. Jesus Christ is the light of men. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. He is the one that told us Christians, patriots, and conservatives, we're all one and the same, John, one and the same, not to hide our light under a bed.
Scripturally speaking, the Bible says, first, follow me as I follow Christ. Here's the answer. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In other words, when you're walking in the Spirit, you got liberty all around you
That's
all
right.
the time. You don't walk in the Spirit, there will be no liberty. So there's your answer.
Yeah.
We go to the Bible and we walk in what Christ gave us as an example.
And you're talking about Galatians 5, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and doesn't it also talk right in that portion of Scripture? He says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections.
Yeah.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Right. His Spirit.
Oh, you mean so stay in the Word.
Not the Spirit of the world.
Thank
His
you. First John 2 you're talking about now. Praise God.
Right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out, or the video that we were just talking about, Showdown in Florida. And the good news that we brought the victory back to Boca Raton, Florida at Spanish River High School. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. and or go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. We'll be right back with the story of War of Athens in 1946 with Travis.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I listen to your show every day. My son just turned 13. He's been listening to you with me when I pick him up from school ever since he turned 12. This generation, it's not all lost, guys.
Amen.
People like you are the voice of freedom. Gentlemen like you are the ones who carry the cross for the Lord.
Amen.
So let's keep praying for this young generation. You know, you guys are helping bear the light.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go ahead and share that, Jake. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So it must have been one of our listeners.
It very well could have been. Ben Ferguson actually Facebooked this like four times. The interview is a little bit late because of the lady that was on there.
The Boca Raton Spanish
right.
River High School victory.
Yep, yeah, we were talking about last segment. Then as he was posting it, one of the folks on that post actually went and posted a link to our ministry and what we do. So one of our listeners was listening. But that's the cross synergy is people that are young that want victory. You got the same type of listeners.
And speaking of young listeners, we got Travis out of Tennessee who had actually called in. I just talked to him for a couple minutes during the break. But Travis, how are you, brother?
What's going on, guys? Well, I'm doing fantastic.
I thank you for calling in first and foremost. But will you give a little bit of that conversation I just had with you about 2 minutes ago? Share with the people what you just told me.
Exactly. Guys, I just learned this. I'm 24 years old. I went to a public high school here in Tennessee, and the War of Athens just happened right down the road. You won't hear about this at all in any public schools or any media, and this is a part of Tennessee history. So it just drives me insane. Just going back to your point, you won't hear about it. You won't hear about the victories and the people actually standing up for their rights and actually fighting and winning
Amen.
Their rights.
Isn't it interesting, Travis? You'd think the church and the conservatives and the patriots, they'd love to bring their rally cry and their victory banners and show everybody their victories. But the fact of the matter is they're jumping right on the boat with the spirit of the world going to defeatism. And that you're losing your rights, and look at this is going wrong, and that's going wrong, and everything else is going wrong. But friends, victories are taking place every day in this country, and it seems to be an underswell of what's going on where people don't hear about the victories that are taking place.
We need to be like David did. He held up freaking Goliath's head and said, "I have won the victory. The Lord has brought us the victory."
Amen. Amen.
He knew where to point his finger. He knew who gave him that victory.
Yes, he did. We still have the freedom to do the right things, friends, and there's still people that are doing the right things, and we're just bringing some home to you. But Travis, explain to everybody, 53 countries, my friend, as to what took place in Tennessee in 1946 called the War of Athens.
What happened was, is some World War II veterans, there, as they were coming home, they came back to Athens, and Athens had become such a corrupt place. There was so much corruption in the local governments and elections, and there was just, it was horrible. And there was a fraud election, so some people stood up and said, "Hey, we're not going to take this." And they actually took the ballot boxes, and they had a new election. Well, the quote-unquote governor, or not the governor, but the mayor of the town actually went and with about a posse of 200 of his friends or armed guards, went and took the ballot boxes back, all right, and they barricaded themselves in the prison, and they were not going to let the people count the ballots. Well, the World War II veterans said, heck with this. They actually went down to their local armory, went down and actually fought a war over the ballot boxes to bring the ballot boxes out into the streets to be counted. Just all they wanted was just a fair election,
right,
and they fought for that.
And it sounds like somebody didn't want to relinquish their power.
And no one was charged.
Right. Now, you're talking about 1946. You didn't say 2013.
No, I didn't say 2013. I was talking about 1946.
Amen.
I'm talking about just about 60, 70 years ago.
Yeah,
and to those people who say that, oh, we don't need, let's say, firearms to protect ourselves from a tyrannical opponent, that's BS. It happened 60, 70 years ago. And you don't think it can happen today?
It's the whole purpose, Travis, that we have a Second Amendment. It's not to go hunting.
That's
it's
right.
To defend our rights. And here you have a town where the mayor, who unilaterally, without the permission of the people, grabs the ballot boxes, and then he amasses to himself, because it is his jurisdiction, the sheriffs and the police chiefs.
And just keep in mind, let me interject this, no foreign power.
That's right.
No foreign power, friends. These are all Americans.
They betrayed their constitutional oaths to the people. They took them into there, and they were surrounded by the people who wanted to count their own votes. Nothing wrong with that. But when the jurisdiction above the people, which would be the sheriff, the mayor, the elected officials, refused to give them that constitutional right, then they took the matters into their own hands. Why did they do that? Because now those powers that be, that were voted in, that were above them, were refusing to obey their oath of office.
That's right.
So the police were in on this, and the mayor was in on this. This is why we also have separation of powers in our Constitution. The powers were no longer separated. The people's voice was no longer heard. So that the next jurisdiction would be those veterans who had sworn oath to uphold the Constitution.
And they wasn't playing in Tennessee.
No, just because you're out of the army doesn't mean you didn't swear that oath 20 years ago.
That's
that
right.
Oath is for life.
No, but what the American people are sitting down on today is they're letting this government actually criminalize your veterans now, friends.
Right.
See, but back then they didn't tolerate
and
that.
And this is why. Because those officials who have amassed to themselves all of this power, though they be elected, they betray their oath to the Constitution. They know then the next realm of defense for the people is the veterans, because they've sworn that same oath.
That's right.
And jurisdictionally, there's nothing illegal with the veterans, yes, amassing to themselves their weapons. If by force they need to take back those constitutional rights, they come in next. Well, now that you try to wipe that wall out, and this is the problem. And Travis, you've identified this problem. And public school students all over the country will identify this problem once they are taught that it is a problem. We don't get our rights from the generosity of men, as JFK said.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he said it or not doesn't matter. The Constitution says that our rights come from God.
That's right.
And when our rights come from God, we have to defend and protect those rights. Otherwise, we fall into an idolatrous system, which America has fallen into, where we go to man and we become subservient to man, or we ask man for certain rights. Not the case. And
well, they love that, don't they?
They do.
Yeah,
they love
the demigod attitude. They totally do. They act like now we serve them rather than them us serving the American people. Travis, what was the outcome in the Tennessee at the War of Athens?
The actual outcome was they got the ballot boxes out. They actually blew up the jail door, and I don't know if anyone was killed or not, but they blew up the jail door. They took the ballot boxes out, and they actually had the election committee in front of the people count, and of course the mayor at the time did not win.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So, and
then he was the one holding the ballot box.
That's why he was doing what he was doing, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. And actually, it was said that all the weapons that were borrowed from the armory were cleaned and returned by the next morning.
That's our veterans right there. That's their heart.
Yeah.
That's our heart, Travis.
Travis, are we friends on Facebook? If not, will you link up with me? You're the kind of guy I want a part of the crew. Folks, thank you very much, Travis. I appreciate your time. That was great. Stay on the line, would you, really quick? Heather, will you let that kid know where to go? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Folks, there was once a farmer who had an old donkey. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! One day he was walking along and heard his donkey crying. As he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that that donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? As he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, this donkey is too old anyways. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of that well. So he simply called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, burying that little donkey alive. That's even better. Thank you, Heather.
Good.
The donkey panicked at first, knowing what they were trying to do. So suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something really bizarre, something different. For every scoop of dirt that they would throw on that donkey's back, you know what that donkey would do, friends? He would shake it off. He would use the dirt that was being thrown on his back to step out and to climb out of the well that they were trying to bury him in. Folks, life is hard. It's an uphill battle. The world today tries to throw a lot of fear, doubt, oppression, defeatism all over you. But you know what? We must take what the world throws at us and use it as a stepping stone to get out of the hole in Jesus' name. It doesn't work any other way. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He is who he says he is, and if we are Christ, he has made our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30, through his blood. And folks, when I read the Bible, I don't see defeatism anywhere. It's a work of the resurrection and the power of the resurrection.
That's up to us, folks. That's up to us to apply that resurrection power to society. Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's not doing it for us. He's already done what he can do. And folks, we need your help to do what we can do on this earth right now. I just had a gentleman email me from the school, said, listen to Bradley Dean today at Spanish River American Club meeting today. He's a powerful speaker and shed light on many problems we face in this nation. He goes on, of course, because he identifies many of us lack the morals in our country was founded on. Hearing him speak, I would like to hear him speak again. This is Max. That was made possible because of you, our supporters, that allow us to continue to do what we do. Make your tax-deductible donation to Sons of Liberty Radio on the website right now to the left. Support our cause for justice. That is our cause. Your donation is deductible, and it will reach this generation, and we will continue to bring you victories. That is our promise to you if we can count on you to support us.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We actually just updated that website too, friends. So if you still see some errors, please text them over to us. We've been vetting that. But you know how it goes. Sometimes you just miss the little things. But you know what?
That's why you're a part.
Excellence is found in the details, man.
Right. We got to be getting better.
Who's writing that website? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you are on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean. Request my friendship if you are a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. And or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us if you would. Jake, do you want to tell them about you?
No need to.
Okay.
That's too much to remember.
Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other
Constitution
guy.
Class tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.